This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Pittsburgh has a really old sewer system, and when there's a lot of rain, excess stormwater can overwhelm the pipes. To keep the system running, workers from the sewer authority manually clean up the gateways between the sewer and the city's three rivers. And they find some pretty disgusting stuff. Reporter Lou Bluen spent the day with the crew and filed this audio postcard.
We're going to go down here a little piece and hose out real quick.
My name is Charles Simone. I'm a supervisor on regional conveyance for Elkesan. It's amazing some of the things you find in a sewer that you wouldn't think would be in there besides the normal waste products. During a heavy rain event, we will get a lot of weeds, rocks, tires, railroad ties, trees, anything that you would think would be in a sewer that shouldn't be in a sewer does come into this sewer.
Hey, Darrell, what were you just looking at?
Rat's carcass.
There was a rat carcass?
Yes. We need to get rid of that. We need a hose.
That's where we get that expression, a drowned rat. There's really one here.
So, what's the grossest thing you've ever done, Charles?
Well, when I first came out here, I was working on the crew trucks. And they said, we got to go down there and pull that rack. Well, I really didn't have an understanding of what pulling the rack was. And in certain structures, we have these racks that are like a metal grating with fingers on them. And it would collect all the rags, the tampons, the condoms, and the rats, and any debris. So I was down there pulling the rack one day, and I'm struggling pulling it off. And all of a sudden, it broke free, and a big condom slapped me right in the face. So, I mean, it is a gross, gross job. So you wash properly, and hopefully your wife or girlfriend still wants to talk to you after you tell them that joke.
I am Shonda Kelly. I work at Alcasan as a vacuum truck operator. It's like your garden hose with high pressure, and it's like a shop vac with high pressure.
So I got to ask you, you're with a bunch of guys out here. You're the only gal, is that right?
I'm the only one.
So what's it like to be the only woman working on a crew with, a bunch of guys doing what a lot of people consider man's work, you know what I mean?
They're wimps. I tend to find that I am less afraid of the bugs and animals and the dirt than they are. But you learn to shop talk right with them, I guess, and give it right back.
They seem to have a lot of respect for you, though.
Yeah, because they know that I'll work right with them. I'm not a prissy girl that's not going to get dirty.
So who's drawn the short straw today to have to go in the hole?
I'm not sure yet. We try to let the crew figure it out who wants to go down and perform that duty.
So you got to go down in that hole?
Yes, I do. I'm looking forward to it.
Why do they send the biggest guy down in the smallest hole?
I don't know. Who's going to hold my wallet?
Hey.
Yeah, listen. To
There's nothing in it.
You ain't getting it.
It's going down with me. It's going down with me. Down with the ship.
Let's bring Mike in here. Feel like an unsung hero at times doing this work?
Very much so. It's a very underappreciated task. People, they don't like the equipment in their way, and once we get started a lot of times, they certainly don't like the smell. But if these lines aren't clean, if we don't keep these structures hosed out, everything's going to be backing up. Sewage backing up into their basements or businesses. So all this is underground for the most part, so it's not paid attention to. People take it for granted. But it's something that needs to be done to make the waters better for everybody to use.
All right, when you're ready.